A Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
Money FM 89.3. It's a Friday. You're hanging out with the sports nerds, Elliot Danker and Brian Fernandez, and the man who actually knows about basketball, Ryan Huang of Money Man as well. We're going to be chatting with the guys from the Harlem Globetrotters. They're an exhibition basketball team. They combine athleticism, theater, comedy, and if you've seen clips of them on YouTube, they are really quite amazing, Brian.
Yeah, so they've been around for 93 years and are legendary worldwide. So even someone like myself as a kid, I know I grew up watching people like Curly Neal and Geese Osby. So this is quite a treat for me, actually. They're synonymous, really, with basketball, but one-of-a-kind family entertainment, great basketball skills as well. And throughout their history, the original Harlem Globetrotters have showcased their iconic talents in, get this, 123 countries and territories across six continents.
They've also got 21 Guinness World Record titles. They've set an amazing 5 new records on the Guinness World Records Day in 2018, including the most basketball under the lake tumbles in 1 minute. 32, in fact, was that number. This is the first record set by a female player. Ryan, you're big basketball fan. What's your experience with the Globetrotters?
I actually remember watching the Globetrotters when I was a young kid, and this is actually what inspired me to play basketball. And
really?
One of my favourite players was the late Meadowlark Lemon, and I remember all the tricks they play and the positive buzz they give when you're watching a game. That was really so uplifting. I love it.
We told you that Ryan's the actual expert in basketball. We welcome to the studio from the Harlem Globetrotters, Ice, good morning.
Good morning.
And Dragon, good morning.
Good morning. Morning, pleasure to be here.
And I'm Batman.
Everyone's got a cool name.
Actually, how did you guys get your stage names? How did you choose these names?
So my Globetrotter name is Ice, like we said, and my specialty is dribbling.
Okay.
And so when my defender is guarding me, it's like they're always sliding around like they're on ice because they can't stay in front of me.
Is
that something to do with your last name as well, Rinko?
No, I think lately a lot of people has been like saying that, Ice Rink. Like ice rink.
All right. Okay.
Perfect.
What about you, Dragon?
Well, I got the name Dragon because when you think of dragons, they high fly in the sky. And I'm a high flyer. I have a 45-inch vertical. And sometimes I jump so high, it's like I got wings on my back.
You can fly.
And you actually used to play football before you got into basketball. What happened there?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I always loved football. You know, it's my first sport. But like I said, I have a 45-inch vertical. And one time someone threw me an alley-oop and I jumped so high. I said, I think basketball would be a good thing for me to do. So, yeah.
Now, interestingly enough, the Harlem Globetrotters has been around for 93 years. But can I ask you, and maybe to speak about the franchise, what's the main mission for the business? And this is a business radio station. What's the main mission for this business, which is the Harlem Globetrotters?
Well, yeah, you know, one thing about the Harlem Globetrotters, we are ambassadors of goodwill. And, you know, we've been to 123 countries and territories, you know, all over. And I just love to be able to have an impact in people's lives. And, you know, we go to hospitals. You know, we do hospital visits. We do school visits. And, you know, we just try to, you know, touch people's lives. And like I said before, we're in Singapore and, you know, different countries. Well, we don't speak their language, but, you know, smiles are universal.
Basketball is seen as very much an American sport. How do you market the sport to suit everyone's taste? I mean, when you talk about sports, it transcends race, it transcends language. What do you guys do?
Well, you know, like when you get a chance to come to the game April 5th, you know, tickets are at harlemglobetrotters.sg. You get a chance to see like what we're about as far as, you know, we have a lot of crowd interaction, you know.
Okay.
And before the game, we have a thing called Magic Pass where we interact with people. And we just, it's just good to be able to touch people's lives. And, you know, like I said before, we do hospital visits and we just love to have an impact in people's lives. So it's just an amazing thing to do.
I see. If you don't mind, could you describe the culture within the team? What's it like?
It is an amazing culture. I think everyone does an amazing job just coming together and being a family. Dragon and the other guys are like my brother. So they do a wonderful job with just, we help each other. So like he's a vet. He's been here for 6 years. This is my first year. He's been doing an amazing job just being here, helping me learn tricks. Like we're here promoting our tour in New Zealand, Australia, and Singapore. But we're also working. So he's been teaching me these tricks so that when we go back in a couple of days, I'm ready. So I think it's an amazing opportunity for us.
So Ice, I didn't even know that they had women on the team now, because obviously I grew up watching an all-male team. Being a woman in the Harlem Globetrotters, how different is that in terms of playing, in terms of matching the physical ability, as well as also off the court?
So the Globetrotters, first females in 1985, and that was Lynette Woodard. And she kind of paved the way for the women like myself. Since 1985, it's been less than 20 females on the Globetrotters team. And I think from that time until now, she's done an amazing job with just being able to break that gender barrier for the Globetrotters and just sports in general, with having females play on an all-males team. I wouldn't say that is hard or that is different just because of the physicality, but it's just amazing for us to be able to play against each other and still have that same unique talent amongst one another.
Yeah, she's very skilled. She's one of our four-point shoe specialists. You know, we have a four-point shot, which is 30 feet from the basket. She knocks them down every night. You know, it's just amazing to see that. And she beat me in a game on horse the other day.
I wasn't going to tell you guys. I wasn't gonna
so
bring
she's
it up.
Very skilled, you know.
But diversity is definitely a big thing for the Harlem Globetrotters. What's the draft process like? How do you get into the team? And part of your mission, of course, is to break down barriers, right? What are some of the challenges you face when you try to break down these barriers?
Well, you know, everyone has a different story as far as how they got recruited as a Globetrotter. You know, I was at home one day, and I was waiting for a call, and the Harlem Globetrotters called, and I was like, wait, the Globetrotters called me? And I played professional basketball other places, but when I got this call, it was a dream come true. Because, you know, like I said, I get to travel the world on someone else's expense for free, and I get a chance to have an impact, you know, in people's lives. And it's just an amazing thing to do. And, you know, like I said, you never know what someone is going through at home. But one thing I do know, when you get a chance to come to our game, we are able to bring that joy, bring that happiness to people pretty much every country you go. You know, smiles are universal.
It's Money FM 89.3. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker, Brian Fernandez, and Ryan Huang having a little bit of fun on Friday. Today happens to be Recreational Sports and Fitness Day. So we got to get a bunch of guys to teach you how, you know, having recreational sports can lead to great fitness and it can even lead to careers. We've got Ice and Dragon players from the Harlem Globetrotters in the studio. Guys, you've entertained hundreds of millions of fans of people all over the world. Some of them are popes, kings, queens, presidents. What's your most memorable performance? Let's start off with Ice.
So this is my first year.
Yeah.
And I would have to say just recently we were, I forget where we were, be in so many places, but so one of the fans, he was a young kid who had autism, and his mom had came up to me during the game, and she was like, so, you know, because he has autism, he doesn't really get a chance to do a lot of things that he would like to do. He was like, is there any chance that you can, like, get him on the court? Mm. So I had got a basketball for him and had my teammates sign it, and then, like, at a certain point of the game, I did bring him out on the court, and it just brung, like, this huge smile on his face. He was like, thank you so much. He even gave me, like, one of his rings, and his mom was like, he didn't even give me a ring. So that was just kind of a memorable moment for me.
He changed his life. That's amazing. Dragon, what about you?
Well, my first year, actually, I got a chance to meet this young kid. He was battling brain cancer, and his one wish was to meet a Harlem Globetrotter. And I got a chance to talk to him, and he just said, I just want to thank you. This is the best day of my life, he said. It made him forget pretty much everything he was going through at the time, and he just said, I just want to say thank you for everything. He said, now I can be happy. And that just touched me, you know, because I got a chance to make someone happy, you know, that was going through something.
I noticed you guys didn't say, like, it was a king, a prince, or a queen. They were kids that were your most memorable performances. Yeah. Wow.
You know, Globetrotters, you hold 21 Guinness World Record titles. Some people actually don't realize probably how hard you actually have to work on a day-to-day basis to hone these skills and to keep yourselves in top physical conditions. Could you walk us through what your typical day is like?
Well, so we practice 3 or 4 hours a day before the game. And, you know, we try to perfect our craft. You know, we do all different type of tricks. And, you know, we have a lot of high flyers. We have a lot of dribblers. So, you know, actually, Ice, was just working on her dribble the other day when we was in the gym. You know, she likes to be the best that she can be. So she was pretty much doing a bunch of ball handling drills. And my first year as a Globetrotter, I didn't know any tricks at all. Any tricks. And, you know, it, when I tried out, it was a genuine 5-on-5, no tricks involved. And I wanted to be like the other guys, so in the hotel room, I was trying tricks, and I ended up breaking a few lamps. And, you know, now I'm here 6 years, and I can do, you know, a lot of tricks now because I've been practicing pretty much every day. So,
what about a regular day for you, Ice?
I think it would be the same as Dragon. So we practice, like he said, about 3 to 4 hours a day. And while I'm at practice, you know, sometimes it can be just frustrating on you because it's like you want to get it so perfect.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's like, all right, I'm going to practice some more. Even if it was right, like, no, I want to get it better. So it's kind of just a lot of practice on our behalf just so that we can, like, once we get to the show, it's, we're comfortable with it. So I think it's just a lot of practice for us. It's like a typical day as a Globetrotter.
Your show in Singapore will be the only show in Southeast Asia. Why is that? Why don't you go to places like Indonesia, which has a very big population, or Malaysia for that matter?
Well, you know, we try to tap into every market that we go to. You know, it's all about timing as well. Because, you know, like I said, we go to Australia, we go to New Zealand, and we go here, we go to South America. You know, we travel all over the globe. So it's pretty much all about the timing and his scheduling. So I would love to go to every country there is. So it'd be amazing.
All right, we're speaking of Ice and Dragon from the Globetrotters. And just to give things, put things in context, Ice is around my height. So that's about 1.8. And I'm looking at Dragon, he's about 6'4". So that's about 1.93 meters. So that's the size of the Globetrotters team that we're looking at. So just get into what we can expect in the Singapore Indoor Stadium when you guys are performing. You just finished your Australian tour, and we'll have you at the stadium in Singapore on 5th April. For those who have not been to a Globetrotters game, what can we expect, and how will it be different from Australia?
Well, right now we're doing a promo tour. You know, we have 9 games in Australia. We have 4 in New Zealand, and we play here April 5th. And when you come to the game, you get a chance to see a lot of crowd interaction. You get a chance to see a lot of slam dunks. You get a chance to see amazing ball handling by Ice and others, and you get a chance to see some four-point shots. And we're going to have a lot of fun. You know, like I said, the tickets are at harlemglobetrotter.sg, and I can't wait to be there.
A lot of souvenirs as well?
Any souvenirs?
Yeah, you definitely can buy the souvenirs when we're there.
When you come to the game, we got a surprise for you.
The action happens on the 5th of April at the Singapore Indoor Stadium. You can get your tickets at harlemglobetrotters.sg. Ice and Dragon, thank you so much for coming by the studio.
Thank you for having
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having us.
We're definitely going to be there. You guys have a safe flight back and have a great weekend.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.